Welcome back to Work, Love, Pray, Real Talk Grounded in Truth. I'm Jordan Johnstone. I don't know about you, but positive affirmations at work are really something that I need. I have had periods in my career where I would go for months without hearing good job or thanks so much for doing that. And I mean, let me tell you, going that long without hearing positive feedback or honestly any feedback is a great way to drain someone's tank very quickly. And, you know, thankfully now I have a fantastic manager who regularly gives praise and encouragement to literally everyone on our team. And I 100% can say it is life-giving. So, I mean, have you ever worked in a team culture like I first described? It's really tough and I completely sympathize with you, but it is something that could so easily be fixed. And it just takes a few simple words, commitment to gratitude, and creating a culture that makes everyone feel like they belong. Joining us today to chat about how to show gratitude to your team is Trina Lee. Trina was on the podcast last year to talk about creating a belonging culture at work. She is a nonprofit professional who leads the U.S. sponsorship team for Africa New Life, which is transforming the lives of over 11,000 students in Rwanda. Trina is also part of the Forward team as manager of the Forward Mentor Program and has personally paired nearly 700 mentor pairs. She's been part of Forward since 2011 and serves on the Forward Portland local group leadership team. Cultivating a healthy and accepting team culture is a passion of Trina's, so we have quite possibly the best person here today to help us. So Trina, thank you so much for being on.
No, thank you, Jordan. It's fun to be back on the podcast.
And we're glad you're back. Well, I would like to start off with you saying in your words, what is gratitude?
I think of gratitude of being first that posture of thankfulness, but then it's not something that you're just keeping to yourself, right? I'm not just being thankful about something. Gratitude is moving toward an expression of that appreciation. Mm.
So then using that personal definition, how do you approach showing gratitude at work? And do you feel like gratitude has a place in the workplace?
Oh, it definitely has a place in the workplace. I think it's, as you said, it really helps us to have healthy culture. Mm-hmm. Before I had spoken about belonging culture with the Forward community, and I think that a belonging culture is one in which we are known, valued, and engaged. Mm-hmm. They say that we spend approximately 1/3 of our adult life at work. And so therefore, I think we want places that we can come to that we are known for our strength and even our weaknesses. Mm-hmm. We are valued and appreciated for what we are contributing, and we're fully engaged in the vision and mission of our organization. Mm-hmm. And so I think when we show gratitude for others, this is one way that we're both showing that we know people and that they are valued. Mm-hmm. And I think there's just a lot of different ways that we can do that at work. Probably the thing that comes first to mind is just words of affirmation. You know, we can say that verbally, we can put that in writing. There's times where we can publicly affirm others, but then also privately do it as well. I think another form of gratitude is when we, you know, give small gifts to someone, maybe buy their favorite coffee or a treat for them. And then we have the opportunity to kind of celebrate as a team or to have some team experiences. And I think we're showing gratitude for maybe the work that was achieved, a project that was completed or a milestone that was hit. And then we also have the opportunity to kind of show our gratitude relationally. So maybe that's, you know, having a team lunch or having one-on-one coffee with a colleague or with your manager. And then, you know, other people might appreciate getting awards or certificates or trophies. And then a new idea to me has been the idea of maybe even professional development as a way, providing mm-hmm. opportunities for professional development could be a way that we're showing gratitude for someone's contribution in the workplace.
Hmm. Well, and it's funny because we Forward recently had their board and advisory board meeting, and we had the Impact Celebration Luncheon. And apparently that was something that was talked about, was that somebody who had gone through the Forward Mentor Program mm-hmm. was very, very thankful that her manager had said, hey, you need to do this. And, mm-hmm. you know, she was expressing gratitude for that. And so, yeah, I mean, and I think especially nowadays, you know, we're all trying to get back on our feet. So, you know, if you're grateful for your team and you're grateful for everything that they have come through in the past 19 months, you know, maybe that's a way that you can show that. And it, 'cause I think the other thing too is you maybe start to feel like what's appropriate. You know, is there like a boundary? Is there a line that you, you know, and you maybe it's on your head, you know, but you know, is there something that you can't cross? So like you kind of are at this point where you will go, you know, I want to show gratitude. I want to be, you know, grateful and thankful for my team, but I also don't want to offend anyone, cross any lines. So I feel like that's a safe way to do it. You know, is offer professional development and, you know, probably frame it in a way that they don't think you think they're bad at their job, but, you know, just be like, hey, I believe in you. You've done a great job. You know, I really think this could help you, you know, get to the next level kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, in order for it to be effective, are there things that you have to keep in mind when you are showing gratitude to others?
Yeah, I think there's some ideas, and these framework actually, or this framework of these tips came from another former colleague of mine and a forward woman. And so shout out to Don Kaiser for these, but I think it's important to be timely with our feedback, to be specific, and then to personalize the gratitude. So, you know, we don't want it to go a whole year before we're showing appreciation for someone.
Right.
You know, the quicker we can show appreciation, especially when something is a difficult season or something has been done, you know, we want to be timely with it. I do have a caveat though with this. I am a big believer though that there is no expiration dates when it comes to thank yous.
Yeah.
And so there's always that kind of ideal time that you would say thank you, but I don't want us to ever have guilt or shame and feel like something it's too far gone and now we can't say thank you to someone.
Right.
A quick example of that would be a couple of years ago, through my job, we were staying with a family was hosting us. A couple was hosting us in another city, you know, for an event we were at. And I had the idea to like, oh, that'd be nice to send them a thank you card and a small package, you know, of items from Portland. And then, you know, I didn't do it. Right. But it would just be the thing that kept on nagging on me. So literally last fall, I finally purchased some things, boxed it up, you know, and this is several years after the fact. but it's never too late to say thank you.
Yeah.
Right. So, but
exactly.
ideally it would be timely. But also, don't think it's ever, too far gone to say thank you.
Yeah.
And then I think that we can be specific with our feedback, right? Like we want it not to be generic, right? If we can really call out, exact things that someone has done, that's going to elevate the gratitude that we're giving to others. But I think it's also important to think of that we're not just going to be recognizing people for what they've done, but also who they are. And I think that's, you know, as you are creating healthy culture, that should be part of it, is how are you getting to know your team members?
Yeah.
And maybe there's things that they need to hear. Within Africa New Life, we have done the Enneagram assessment. And so, you know, based on different people's type that they identify with, there may be certain messages that they need to hear more strongly than maybe another team member. And so as you're saying thank you, utilize the knowledge you have about others, you know, to express your gratitude for not just what they've done, but also kind of who they are. And then I think we want to be, and that kind of ties back to the third point. It's just that idea of being personalizing the gratitude. If there's, you know, no leverage what you know about people, you know, so I have a team member. I personally love to receive flowers, right? So that's kind of maybe my tendency sometimes is to give flowers on work anniversaries, but I've got a colleague who like, she would rather not receive flowers. Right. So, you know, I am honoring
that hurts
her.
Your heart a little bit, right?
I am respecting her and I no longer give her flowers. Right? I want her to feel valued and it also valuing her is personalizing what you're giving her.
Right.
I have given my team some small gifts, over the time. And so sometimes it is the same gift. Like I've given them these little mini passports, from a company called Letterfolk, but what passport I've given them has been personalized. So I think there's ways that you can be personal, but still have equity and in how you are maybe showing appreciation. And so I think also too, it's not a bad idea to just ask people how they would like to be affirmed or how they would like to, how they would like to be validated. A friend recently is in a new position with a company, and she was sharing with me that as part of the onboarding process, she was asked to fill out a survey, like actually asking these questions, you know, do you like to be publicly affirmed or privately affirmed? And then kind of rating some different ways that you could be affirmed and
which one you
prefer. Yeah.
Huh. Well, and as a manager, you know, you have a team that you've been with for a while. And so I'm curious, because you are so, so good at being, you know, grateful and thankful and affirming people. Has that ever though maybe crept into the territory of becoming stressful? And then, you know, in turn, because it's maybe a little bit stressful, has it ever maybe impacted the authenticity of gratitude for you, or have you figured out a way to just make it be very natural?
I don't know if I found it to be stressful personally. Okay. I definitely have tried to increase my sense of gratitude in seasons of stress though.
Yeah.
So right now my team, we are down a person FTE wise. It's been a really, really busy fall. And so, I have been giving this a lot of thought, like how do I show gratitude when the stress level overall is high for all of us, and there's just really no margin. So just looking for some new creative ways. A couple weeks ago, we were in the office working on a project hard for 3 days. It was a higher volume than what we normally experience. We were setting up new sponsorship pledges. It was a great reason to have extra work, but. So that week, for example, I like brought in donuts one day, and I ordered in lunch one day for us to, you know, have a break together. And then at the end of the week, then sent Starbucks gift cards, and then tried to personalize those messages, you know, just to say, you know, your hard work was noticed this week. So those are, I think, in times of stress, it's really important, you know, but then again, it's also just good to show gratitude spontaneously, you know, and even if you have to plan that spot, you know, if you, sometimes it's okay to be plan your gratitude in the future, you know, it doesn't, but yeah, I think as a leader, right, it's our responsibility to just be intentional and mindful about the stress levels of our teams and just how do we keep showing people that they're being valued. And there's other things I've done too that it probably doesn't quite fall into the gratitude category, but it's just recognizing what's going on. And so like, you know, eliminating extra meetings, shortening maybe some meetings that have been going, you know, having shorter agendas, just to kind of try to free up some space and time so that people feel like they have more margin. And then I think the other thing I would just say is like, lean into what you're wired to do, right? So, what are your strengths? You know, if your strengths are words of affirmation, lean into that. If it's not, it's okay. You know, a thank you is still like, it's two words, right? Thank you. But, and just lean into how you're wired. And if it's not your strength, then also how do you maybe, do you see someone on your team who has that strength or who you can collaborate with, you know, within your organization or your team when it comes to how to appreciate others?
I'm so glad you said that, because it was going to be my follow-up question. I was like, okay, so if someone is not like Trina and gift giving is not their love language, like how do you do that? So no, thank you for reading my mind on that.
Yeah. Cause we're not all wired, right? Like one, we all have different love languages. I mean, that's a great question to ask your team, is what are their love languages? I know that's a little bit of a funny term in the workspace.
I know. Yeah. Outside of the Christian circle. Yeah. People might go, the what?
I think there is a book by Gary Chapman that is written with the same kind of framework, but for the context of work. But fine. You know, I mean, you can ask people, you know, do you prefer gifts over words of affirmation versus quality time? Yeah. So,
well, can you share one personal gratitude experience that you just will never forget?
Yeah, there was a time where like it was boss's day and my team had, you know, bought me a card and it was on my desk and they all individually had written, you know, written just these beautiful words. I think we always appreciate when people can share with us how they see us, right?
Yeah.
And how they see us either working or leading or managing. And so, yeah, so I had that card up on my desk for a long time, and I even like typed up the words so that I can still reference them in the future, you know? But yeah, it was a really sweet gesture and unexpected.
Oh, so your thing is belonging culture. Like, that is something that you are very passionate about. That's something that you are actively trying to incorporate at your career, in your job. So I think like a blending of the two, like a gratitude culture, how does someone foster that? Like, you know, from either from scratch, or maybe they had someone who used to be on the team that was really good about that, and then they are no longer there. So maybe somebody needs to, you know, pick up that role. How would you suggest that someone foster a gratitude culture?
I think really similarly to some things that I shared regarding a belonging culture is that it doesn't matter where we are in an organization, that we have like the responsibility to create culture. So the same thing, we have the responsibility, regardless of where you're at, to have to influence creating, or, you know, creating a gratitude culture. So I think one thing to think about is that gratitude needs to go in all different directions, right? So it needs to not just go downward, but also needs to go upward, you know, to those who are leading you above, but also, you know, horizontally, you know, to those you are leading beside, maybe other managers and other departments. And then also, who are those other teams that you maybe don't have as much interaction with, but how can you show them, you know, gratitude? So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, there's Bosses Day that happens every October. I think I don't always remember it, but when I'm looking for Halloween cards,
it will come. Oh, that's right. There's that little section. Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the Target.
Thank you, Target. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That is how I've been like, oh, Bosses Day. Oh, it's coming up, or oh, it already happened. So, yeah. So, you know, that can be a prompt, you know, for us to say thank you for those who are leading us. And then we just had a big gala event at our organization. And so I just knew it was going to be really, it was a stressful week for the team on the ground, you know, putting that together. And so, you know, it was, you know, and I learned this honestly from Forward, because I send out, if you have been ever part of the Forward Mentor Program, you know, if you complete a survey for me at the very end, I send you Starbucks gift cards digitally. And so it's a really easy way to get something to someone, especially those of your team that might be virtually working with you. Yeah. And so, yeah, just sent some encouraging, you know, gift cards to those who were working on that event. So how do you, yeah, looking all around you and seeing where there might be opportunities. And then I think too, within your areas of influence, do you have ways or rhythms or ways to introduce rhythms so that you are allowing other people to express gratitude to one another? And so one rhythm that we have within a team that I help facilitate a meeting for is that once a month we talk about our core values. And the way that I have put that on the agenda is it literally says I spy. So we say like, I spied this core value when Jordan did X, Y, Z, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's a way for other people to acknowledge one another and to affirm them, you know, verbally and publicly within the context of that meeting. And then my boss has been really great about how we have a annual offsite meeting, and she always has a time for us to do words of affirmation for one another. And so that's just been a really beautiful tradition that's been happening since I've been at Africa New Life. And then too, I think you just need to also have candid conversations with, you know, I mean, I think we always can say, I have a tendency to want to acknowledge every email and say thank you. And so, but within my team, we had a conversation about like, are you okay if I don't thank you for every email? So
that there's are you going to be offended? Yeah.
Yeah. Is there just one less email for me to file away? Right. And, you know, but I think then really being mindful of like, there may be certain agreements that you might come into within a smaller team, but then being really mindful of, you know, how you're thanking your colleagues for what they are doing for you. And how can you show them appreciation for how they're helping you achieve your work as well? Mm.
So something that we've added since the last time you were on is this question that I love to end with, because it's been fun to hear everybody's different answers. And hopefully you guys that are listening, you think the same as me. But the question is this: if you could only say one thing to a woman in the workplace today, what would it be?
I would want every woman to know who God has made her to be. Mm. And then I'd want to strongly encourage her to use her voice. I think that when we know ourselves well, then we are able to see how we can influence the world that within our families, within our teams, within our communities, and how God would want us to use our voice for the betterment of others.
Thanks so much for joining me for this conversation with Trina. For more information about today's episode, just go to forwardwomen.org/podcast. That's the number 4, WORDWOMEN.org/podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Work, Love, Pray on your favorite listening platform and also leave us a review. Your review will help other people discover Work, Love, Pray, so your feedback is greatly appreciated. As you move forward on your journey to work, love, and pray well, don't forget to make time for real talk grounded in truth.